Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Hello, welcome to this health podcast. It is specially made and designed for you to listen. I am Francis Kweku Owusu, nurse practitioner and senior nurse manager in Karaga Municipal Hospital. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about peptic ulcer disease, what we normally call ulcer, or peptic ulcer. It is good to listen because many have misconstrued this peptic ulcer to be something else. That is why we are coming your way today with peptic ulcer disease. Thank you.
Thank you once again, Mr. Francis Kweku Owusu, for your time. Your topic is very sensitive, especially considering where I'm coming from. So I'm very much particular about this topic. What is ulcer or peptic ulcer?
Thank you. Peptic ulcer simply is the disruption of the mucosal integrity of the stomach or the duodenum. Simply put, the stomach or the intestines are coated with tough bacteria. But when you get ulcer, this material that lines the stomach or that is lining the intestines break. And when it breaks, it causes a sore in the intestines or in the stomach. That's what we call peptic ulcer disease. So it's just a sore in the stomach. Simply put, a sore in the stomach or in the intestines. Sometimes duodenum, to be specific, the duodenum and then the stomach.
What are the causes of this ulcer or peptic ulcer?
Yes, thank you. The cause of this ulcer, number one, is from a bacteria that is called H. pylori or Helicobacter pylori. It's a bacteria that is in the stomach or in the intestines, the duodenum, and their activity causes the lining of the stomach or the lining of the duodenum to break and then exposes the duodenum for ulcer. And about 70 to 80% of the ulcer is from this bacteria. And then also, one of the cause of the peptic ulcer disease is also people who abuse drugs, over-the-counter drugs. There's a drug called diclofenac or brufen. If you go to the local market, they will see Atamzol. There's a medicine with some man or woman who has held the head, which means the person is having headache. But the abuse of these medicines is what also causes ulcer. Those medicines, over-the-counter medicines, the brufens, the diclofenac, and the painkillers, they cause a lot of ulcers. And then the smokers and those who drink alcohol fall in the group of those who get ulcers. Also, diet, spicy food, fatty food, sometimes even stress, the nature of your work and how your lifestyle is can also make you get ulcer. And then sometimes it's genetic, it runs in families. So your father had ulcer, your mom had ulcer, it's more likely that you can also get ulcer. So these are some of the major causes and also the predisposing factors or the things we do that exposes us to this sickness called ulcer. Thank you.
How do you know when you have the disease?
Thank you. One of the major signs for you to know you have ulcer is when you have chest pain. Sometimes the pain is burning in nature. around your chest, below your chest area. We call it epigastric burning sensation or retrosternal gnawing or burning. But simply put, you get some chest pain and then some burning, some discomfort around your chest, down your chest, that area. It's one of the major signs of what? Peptic ulcer. Sometimes you have some bitterness in your mouth. You are not sick, you don't have malaria, but some sort of sour taste comes into your mouth. You know, sometimes when you eat a little, you feel full. You eat more, you feel full. Sometimes you feel like gas in your stomach. A lot of gas in your stomach. Even sometimes you may have some difficulty in breathing. You know, sometimes the peptic ulcer present like asthma-like symptoms. Sometimes even it affects your voice. Your voice will become hoarse. What we call, you have lost your voice. So ulcer can also cause that. Sometimes even chronic cough. You'll be coughing as if you are having pneumonia or tuberculosis or maybe cold, common cold, what we call catarrh. You know, some of them are not cold or tuberculosis. It can be peptic ulcer disease. Some of them present like that, you know. So these are some of the things. Some of the people, they will come and tell that there's always saliva collecting in my mouth. You see, so they'll be spitting, even the men. Will be spitting, because normally when the men spit, they will suspect pregnancy, but it's not pregnancy. Water collect in their mouth, you know, we call it water brush or regurgitating of sour fluid into the mouth, you know, and they always want to spit, you know. These are some of the, some even believe it is a worm infestation. So they go and buy the worm and they take, but they still have this sour water collecting in their mouth all the time, you know. So these are some of the things you can use to know that you have ulcer and you need to come for medical attention. Thank you.
Okay. So does it have complications?
Yes, ulcer has complications, serious complications. Number one, the one complication is that it can make you develop what you call GOO, go gastric outlet obstruction, when the ulcer becomes too much and it's not well treated, it's not well managed. You see, it can cause a lot of complications like the GOO, gastric outlet obstruction. You know, in that condition, realize that when you eat, it doesn't go to your intestines. It stays in the stomach and then you vomit it out, because the ulcer has stayed in you for a long time and it's poorly managed. So it will bring you that sickness, you know. Sometimes it even causes what you call erosive esophagitis, the esophagus, where we eat, the food goes into your mouth, into your throat, goes in the stomach. That pipe through which the food passes through, sometimes the ulcer can cause that pipe to be broken, to have problems. So you have difficulty in swallowing or painful swallowing, you know, which can also be the one of the complications of peptic ulcer disease. And then the ultimate one is the perforations. Because the ulcer is poorly managed, the duodenum or the stomach sac can perforate. A hole will come inside. And when it gets to that stage, it's emergency. You have to go to the theater, open up, and do surgery. You see, so peptic ulcer can be very devastating. It can end up in surgery, in theater, because it's poorly managed. You see, so it can perforate the stomach, or it can perforate the intestines or the duodenum as well. Yes.
So is there anything we can do to prevent the complications.
Yes, like I said earlier, if your work is stressful, you have to work on that. If your eating habit is bad, you have to work on that. Some, like we said, some lifestyle change, modification can help. Some diet also predispose you or make you be at risk of getting ulcer. Like I told you, spicy food, smoking and alcohol taking. So if you can avoid all those things, it can help avoid or even reduce the ulcer in a way so that you don't get the complications. You see it. Don't also be taking the painkillers anyhow. You see, we have people when they go to their farm and come because they feel tired, they go and buy these painkillers. And many of them fall in that category, the insects. You see, and then it predisposes you to ulcer. So we need to look at all these things so that we'll save ourselves from this sickness called peptic ulcer disease.
And so, like, what do you advise? Like, do you have any advice besides all that you've said?
Yes. My advice is that, you know, when you seek medical help and ulcer disease is diagnosed, doctors will advise medication. Keep yourself to it. As I said earlier, I spoke about the H. pylori bacteria. This is an important cause of ulcer disease. What you need to remember about this bacteria. If you are giving treatment for this bacteria, please take the whole eradication treatment. Some may be 7 days, some may be 14, others 21 days. Whichever day we are given, stick to it. Yeah, so Africans or in Ghana, we are very religious. Sometimes we go to church and they say we should fast for spiritual purposes. The Muslim, they say we should fast the month of Ramadan and all that. They are good, but my advice is that if you are an ulcer patient, don't. Because your risk is high and the complications can be fatal. You see, I've seen people who were advised not to fast and they fasted, they had perforation of the stomach and they thought it was normal abdominal pain and they delayed. By the time they could get to the hospital, they were gone. You see, yeah, so ulcer can be very devastating. It can be very, 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 very fatal. So seek medical advice. Seek medical advice so that you can save yourself and save your siblings as well. Thank you.
Thank you once again for your time today. We believe this topic, like I mentioned earlier, is a very sensitive topic. And I know what you have said is exactly what we need to do and to practice. Thank you once again, listeners. I believe again next week we shall meet again on another important topic or subject. And I refer you once again that we have other topics or subjects on the other podcast. Once again, thank you. Until we meet again.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.